Obviously, you've had a lot on your mind the last few days. I was wondering if there was any family history topics that you'd thought of that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, there were a couple. I wrote them down, but I'm not at a place where I can get them now.
Sure, understandable. Yeah, no, I understand. That's fine. I did have a couple that I jotted down. Let me find my notes really fast. One topic that came to mind, and you've probably told me this before, but I forgot. You went on your mission in 1977, right?
Right.
Okay. When you first joined the church in 73, was a mission on your mind, or was that something that didn't come up till later?
It didn't come up till later.
Okay. That hiccups or the tremors?
Hiccup.
What's that?
Hiccup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Back in 77, was that back when the cost of a mission was variable depending on where you went?
Yep.
Okay. So
Korea was one of the cheapest places to go.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. So, I mean, would the church issue a missionary their call and then tell them this is what it's going to cost, and then, you know, they'd have X amount of time to try and, you know, figure that out, or how did that work? Just
sorry.
Drop the phone there.
Oh, we're trying to, yeah, it's very precariously balanced on top of the food server, on top of his table, you know, held up by another thing kind of thing, so he doesn't have to try to hold it and keep it balanced, and it fell off apparently. Sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if, you know, back then they would, you know, issue a call and then tell you, you know, what the cost would be, and then you would kind of go from there, or was it, you know, different from that?
It was that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, or well, I suppose I shouldn't assume. Even though Korea was, you know, one of the cheapest places, I mean, did it pose a challenge to get that money together, or was it pretty straightforward for you?
Well, we were all advised to save money before that happened.
Okay.
So I was in pretty good shape.
Okay. Yeah. How long before you went had that been something you were planning for?
Probably about a year.
Okay. All right. So did you graduate UC Davis in 76 then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, cool. Oh, I asked you that before. Sorry. So, yeah. All right. You were mentioning something the other day. This is shifting gears back in time a little bit. You were mentioning something the other day that, you know, when you lived in Sydney, Nebraska, at least, you know, one summer or something, y'all got like a, I don't know, season pass, as it were, to the movies or whatever. Did y'all watch a lot of movies when you were younger? I mean, it was a, you know, different landscape back then. Hey, Dad.
What?
You know, I was just wondering how much you and your family went to movies back in the day. You know, given that, you know, okay. Yeah. You had mentioned that it was something you did, and that you got like a season pass back in Sydney, Nebraska to go to movies one summer.
Right.
Okay. That's cool. You know, what were the kind of movies you like to go see?
Disney,
Those are good. Where was the rest of your family into those, or did you have to kind of drag them to them?
well, they all like them too.
Okay, that's good. I remember you showed us a bunch of musicals when we were kids. Was that something you liked when you were younger, or did that develop as you got older?
Develop to be developed because my mom took us to musicals.
Okay.
We would go to musical theater
Hmm.
during the summer and during the year at my mother's instigation.
Cool. Good stuff. Did she sing or play an instrument, or was that just something she enjoyed?
Just something she enjoyed.
That's cool. Yeah, same here. I can't really sing or play an instrument, but I do like musicals. Yeah. Good stuff. Sorry, I had another note here. Sorry, let me silence my phone here. You mentioned the other day some things about
Great.
America's. Sorry?
I was reaching around. I was afraid he was going to knock the thing over. He wanted his drink, so I was getting
Okay. You mentioned the other day some things about America's bicentennial. I was just curious what sort of stuff did you and your yeah, you and yours do for the bicentennial?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Of course, went to a fireworks display on 4th of July.
Cool.
Laureen, would you move my head up a little more? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You want the pill, one of the pillows out then?
No.
That good?
Yeah.
Dad, you mentioned the other day that the bicentennial kind of started an interest in learning more about the Constitution and the Declaration and founding documents like that. I don't know. Is there any more to that story than just that, or I don't know, just curious.
That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. Because I remember, us doing some memorization of that stuff when we were kids, that was led by you. So that's cool. I guess at that time in 76, you were living in Sacramento and going to UC Davis. I guess you'd probably already graduated by then, huh? Did you graduate from UC Davis in like the spring of 76 or a little later in the year?
Well, that summer.
Okay.
First that summer and the end of the spring.
Okay. So you'd already graduated by the time the bicentennial rolled around?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I remembering right that you lived with Terry Rivasplata during your time at UC Davis?
No, I lived at home.
Okay.
Right. At Davis, yeah. At Davis, I lived with Terry and a single wide in Davis.
Okay.
Just off the freeway.
Okay. Good stuff. Was that still your living arrangement right after you graduated?
Yeah.
Okay.
We lived in a mobile home park. I paid for the space rent. Terry's dad bought the single wide and took the hit on interest for his part.
Yeah.
And he brought a lot of food from home. So that was part of what he contributed to the situation.
Yeah.
His mom would send us a frozen apricot or cherry pie every Sunday.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Good stuff.
And tasty too.
Sorry? Oh, yeah. Tasty. Yeah. Yeah. It was just you and Terry, no other roommates?
No other roommates.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
My mother came and stayed overnight one time. And she slept on the living room couch. Terry and I had bedrooms in the back of the trailer. She said that we carried on a conversation in our sleep. It wasn't discernible what we said, but right. We went back and forth. I'd say something and he'd say something. And I'd say something and he'd say something. It was mumbled, but we had a back and forth.
That's fun. Yeah. I've had roommates who've talked in their sleep as well. That's always interesting. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Sorry, just thinking here for a second, checking some of my notes. I know we're kind of jumping around in history, but it's just, you know, as things come to mind. Are there specific things that stand out in your mind about the first years of living in North Carolina?
Not particularly.
Okay. You know, North Carolina is pretty different, you know, culturally and whatever, weather-wise, from Texas, Utah, and California. And I guess I just wondered if, you know, you ever felt like you had trouble adjusting or anything. Hey, Daddy, still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. For a second, it looked like the video had frozen. So.
A lot more humidity and a lot more allergies because of that.
Okay.
Here in North Carolina. So it took a while to adjust. But over the years, I did adjust and got better and better. So that was good.
Okay.
I suppose that was distinctive.
That's cool. Oh. Yeah.
And we had an interesting time finding a place we wanted to stay for a while. We stayed in Hardy Acres for some time, trying to get the lay of the land, figure out where we wanted to buy a house.
Yeah.
And mom found our place in Fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
Big
told me
enough.
a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
It was big enough for the family we wanted to have and was not very expensive.
It's good. Yeah, mom told me a little bit about adventures trying to find the house that, eventually landed in the house in Fountain. Yeah. I remember asking y'all once, when and why you decided to have a big family, but I can't remember what the answer was. So, yeah. When and why did y'all decide to have a big family?
I don't know that we thought about having a big family. We just had a certain number of kids we wanted to have. And
Okay.
we did that while we were dating.
Okay. So was 6 or 8 the number?
Six.
Okay. That's cool.
Nathaniel, when we were
Yes.
dating, Dad said he wanted to have 20 kids.
That's
Said, tell you what, I'll have six and you come up with the rest.
After Glenn and Monique, he figured he'd done enough, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So I'm guessing from that, Dad, that you enjoyed growing up with your large family when you were a kid.
I did.
That's good. Yeah. I didn't always love having a big family when I was a kid, but I definitely appreciate it now. So, yeah. I'm very glad I have many siblings. So, yeah. Did y'all ever think of, moving once, like Cheryl was, off on her own?
I think we thought about it. Did we ever think about moving after Cheryl left the house?
Told Dad the first few years, every summer, I told Dad, when we retire, we're moving to Flagstaff, Arizona. Because Flagstaff is pretty, it's up high, it snows in the winter, it's nice in the summer, and it's not humid.
Right.
But we didn't seriously entertain any talk of moving really at any point.
One
Gotcha.
time we drove through there on the way to California for a vacation when we lived in Amarillo.
Okay.
And it was a long drive to Flagstaff. We pulled into the motel lot. You were just a baby sitting in the car seat. And when we got there, you see a deep sigh.
I was tired of the trip, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't take that as an omen or anything, but we could tell you were tired of riding.
Cool. You know, we did a fair amount of road trips when I was a kid. Was that something your family did a lot when you were younger as well?
Yep.
Okay. Was that part of, you know, your mom's I love to go camping thing, or did you just do scenic stuff as well?
We did scenic stuff as well.
Okay.
We lived in Sydney. We drove to Kearney, Nebraska.
Okay.
Which was a an old fort town, Fort Kearney.
Yeah.
We also drove from there to the Grand Tetons at least once.
Okay.
To Cheyenne, where my dad did a lot of work.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you ever do a big cross-country one, like the one we did in 95?
Yeah, when we lived in Montana, we drove, after we adopted Laura and Larray, we drove to Disneyland. We had relatives in San Diego.
Okay.
My uncle Ron and Aunt Ruth and their kids.
Cool.
We had relatives on the way. My grandparents in Boulder, Colorado. My cousins in Colorado Springs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are Ron and Ruth? Oh, go ahead.
That was a pretty far piece.
Yeah, it's a good drive.
By close to 1,200 miles.
Yeah. Did y'all ever go back east, like to Indiana, to visit your mom's old stomping grounds?
My mom and dad did once.
Okay.
Went to my mom's high school reunion.
Cool.
I don't remember what we ever did as a family.
Gotcha. The, you know, Uncle Ron and Aunt Ruth you mentioned, are those relatives on your dad's side or your mom's side?
My dad's side.
Okay.
Aunt Ruth is by the mom, my dad's sister.
Okay. Cool.
And my uncle was in the Navy. He was a lab technician. Came up with a specific way to dye to stain certain microorganisms to help them be easier to detect. A sample.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Fun stuff.
We had two kids. Greg and Teresa.
That's cool.
And Douglas. Douglas was quite a kid. We probably call him autistic now.
Okay.
Then we just thought he had a unique personality.
Just kind of really intense on some things?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. Speaking of cousins, were there any particular group, you know, individuals or groups of cousins that you were close to during your growing up years?
My cousins Jackson, because they lived closer to us. They lived in Colorado Springs with my uncle and his wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. One time when we were driving from Sydney to Boulder to see them, Sydney to Colorado Springs to see them. we saw them driving back towards Sydney with my grandparents. Fortunately, each of us detached the other ones in time, so we drove back to meet each other and still got to spend time together that day. I guess we had planned it. I just decided on the whim to go down to Springs to see them.
I see.
I don't know if it was the same day or not, but I was hanging my head out the window with my mouth open and a fly flew in.
Goodness. Well, I guess you're lucky that's the only thing that happened.
Yeah, really.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I remember of the trip anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how he detached them soon enough to be able to turn around. My grandparents were driving a station wagon of sorts. A sort, I believe. And I don't know. I didn't know they had a station wagon. So I'm not sure how he recognized them. Coming across the plains there.
Yeah.
But my parents must have known they had that car.
Yeah, well, only so many major roads over there, I guess.
True.
Were the interstates already built and in use back then? I don't know how quickly they were rolled out across the country.
No, I don't think they were.
Okay.
We were living in Cheyenne on 1400 West Lacer Road. I believe it was built before the Interstate 80 because, as I think about it, there was a big construction zone behind our house. To the north of our house.
Okay.
So that's something to keep in your notes there. 1400 West Lacer Road.
Okay.
It was just down the road from our grade school, which was Roosevelt.
Okay.
I think. I went to Roosevelt grade school in Cheyenne.
Okay.
That's what I just said, isn't it? I had friends up on a road near the school, but I couldn't play with them because they could ride bikes and I couldn't. I could ride a bike until I was moved to Sydney and we got glasses for me.
Okay. What age was that, that you got glasses?
I believe about 8 years old.
Okay. Was it really hard to see before that, or was it just kind of come and go?
I don't remember being hard to see, but I couldn't ride a bike until after I got those glasses. And then I could ride almost immediately that I got on the bike after I got my glasses. But I don't remember having a problem seeing stories or anything like that prior to that time.
Gotcha.
It sure made a difference as far as my bike riding going.
Gotcha. So I guess you're a little bit, you're nearsighted more than farsighted, right?
Right.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. I think your son has the same thing. I, you know, definitely have a little harder time seeing things further away. So at least when they do the eye tests. So. Okay, that's cool. Did you wear glasses pretty much? I know I've seen a picture of you in high school with glasses. Did you wear glasses kind of pretty much throughout for the next while?
I wore them all the time from the time I got them. And that was when I was 8 years old, third grade. One time, my brother and I were riding a bike down the road in front of our house in Sydney, and he swerved in front of me and caught my front tire. I fell down and didn't put my hands out, broke off a tooth.
Ah.
My dad was not too happy about that.
Yeah, yikes. Did
you break your... We have a home movie of it.
Oh.
I didn't even put out my hands to stop myself.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear what mom said. Sorry.
She said, why were they taking pictures of you falling off your bike? And they weren't doing that. We were just taking home movies anyway. I really didn't fall off the bike. The bike tipped over.
Gotcha.
So I fell on my bike.
Yeah. So as you're saying is you could have been a America's Funniest Home Videos contestant.
Right.
20 years too early.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah. Sure, that wasn't fun, but at least all you only chipped a tooth instead of broken arm like I did. So, yeah.
I ended up with abrasions on my hands, so I must have put out my hands some to stop my fall. It didn't show up in the video.
Yeah. Maybe they got caught on something. Oh darn, I had a question but it slipped my brain. Oh well. Yeah. Well, coming close to the end of the hour, so, and I know you're not feeling the best, so I won't keep you too long. But I mean, if there's other stuff you want to talk about, I'm game. I just have kind of run out of topics.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There'll be a lot of things to talk about from the Sydney days.
Okay.
I had a friend lived next to me called, name was Lance. I can't remember what his last name was. And we used to rent a bicycle built for two downtown and ride places on it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Trying to coordinate two people riding on the same bike.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We had a friend that lived between him and us by the name of Perry Crom. And we had a love-hate relationship with him. One time we found a piece of plywood my dad had, and you could go to the local grocery store and pick up fruit crates. They would let you have them for free. And so they were made out of slats of wood. We would break off the slats of wood, and we use those to nail on the side of the piece of plywood, make a fort.
Okay.
We made a fort one time, and Perry got mad at us and went out and took off all of the slats that we put on.
Goodness.
And a hammer knocked them all off. He was on our favorite. He was on our favorite character for a while.
Yeah. Oh man, kids. Was the us there? You and your brother and Lance, or another group of friends?
Lance, Ari, and I, Philip Herrera, and Ken. I can't remember what Ken's last name was. Ken somebody.
Gotcha.
His name might be in one of my
one of your journals.
One of my photograph albums that I made.
Okay.
Photograph albums were something I did for my Cub Scout requirement to make a collection.
Okay.
And I put all those pages in a photograph in one of our photograph albums. Actually, Mom did, I guess.
Okay.
We got here at the house.
Neat.
She took out the pages and put them in the sleeves of one of our blue photograph albums that we have up in the closet.
Right, yeah.
And it has dates and places in there. Just so you know.
Yeah, that's really cool. Good stuff. So you had your own little rascals gang, huh?
Yep.
That's cool. And I guess you said that was when you were like 9 or 10. That was kind of when you were living in Sydney.
Eight or nine, I think.
Okay. Cool beans. Of the places you lived growing up, you know, Montana, Nebraska, you know, California, Montana, or I think I already said Montana, but, you know, was there one that was kind of your favorite?
It's Sydney the best, I think.
Okay. That's cool.
Just a short walk down to the this creek. I can't remember the name of the creek's name now.
I think he told me in one of the previous sessions, so maybe we can look it up later.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Lodgepole Creek.
Okay, cool. Was it a baby river or just kind of more of a little stream?
More of a little stream.
Okay.
We'd go down there and we could put our hands in and get bluegill fish.
That's awesome.
Which we then put in a tank in the house and no filter or anything. And one time that we were playing in the living room, not that tank or with all that creek water in there.
Hey.
Messed up Mom's carpet.
Yeah.
We were not popular around there for a little while.
You can imagine. Goodness. Oh, well. Speaking of, you know, that sort of thing, did y'all have a lot of pets growing up? I know you mentioned once having a cat.
We had, at that place, we had a dog named Pepper, not Pepper. In Cheyenne, we had Pepper, the little Labrador retriever.
Cool.
And he would chase cars all the time. My dad did everything he could think of to keep that dog from chasing cars. He didn't want him to chase cars. He was afraid, he didn't have a friend that one of the cars and get killed.
Yeah.
So when we left Cheyenne, we left the dog on a farm outside of town. Gave it to the farmer and his family.
Yeah.
He just didn't want any more trouble with that dog.
Yeah.
Nice dog, though, otherwise.
That's good.
Just would not leave the cars alone.
Yeah, well, you know.
We had the saying, okay, now you're caught.
Sorry, I didn't catch that saying.
Now you caught the car, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, true story.
Well, as you know, my mom used to say crick or creek. So I'm sure that I was Lodgepole Creek.
Yeah.
At the end of Lodgepole Creek, just not too far from where we lived, it ended in a pond.
Okay.
And that would freeze over in the wintertime. So we'd go skate on it.
Nice.
And also I had a little tank right beside it where kids would catch and then put crawdads in there.
Oh, okay.
It was full of crayfish.
Interesting. Yeah, so, I mean, did you have pets in like Montana or California?
Montana, we had Patty, the toy terrier.
Okay.
My mom liked toy terriers.
Okay.
We also had her in Wellington, Kansas.
Okay. Good stuff.
My dad hated the dog because it'd get sick all the time and die. And then everybody be sad and cry.
Yeah. Yeah, that is rough.
It always fell to him to dig the grave.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. This is a little random, but just a topic that came to mind. Was there any specific thing that prompted you to take up running when you were, you know, when you were an adult? I feel like I was 10 when you started doing that.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I wanted to excel in something. I figured if I just ran a lot, I could get better.
Okay.
When we got to here to North Carolina, I felt like I had enough free time to go out and run. I think Mom would disagree with that.
I hear you.
So first thing I want to do is run a triathlon. So Wilson had a swimming pool. You could swim in it for free. And even during the winter months, had a big bubble went over it, kept you warm.
I remember that, yeah.
So I practiced in there, and I didn't want to lose my skills from swimming and running in high school.
Okay.
I swam long distances in high school and ran the cross country. So both pretty long races.
Cool.
I swam the 400-yard freestyle in high school and also played on the water polo team. I wasn't very good, but I did play.
Yeah. So I I don't think I knew that you were doing swimming as well as running back then, so that's cool. Yeah. Good to know. When I was a kid, I mean, I knew you'd done swimming in high school, so. That's
Yep.
fun. That's
He would
cool.
do it like before or after work in Wilson, so it wasn't as obvious probably to you kids.
Right, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I had a question about that, but it slipped my brain.
When I was in high school, after school we'd go to the other high school and do a mile swim for warm up.
It's intense.
Then we'd start our interval training. Our coach had been a swimmer at you at in the East Bay at Loma Linda. What's that town over there? It starts with a Y, at Lorraine.
Yorba Linda?
Yorba Linda or something like that.
Well, that's down in Southern California.
We've established that I don't know much about California geography, so.
In the Bay Area?
I think so.
Ignacio?
In Ignacio Valley,
Ignacio?
yeah.
That's not a town. It was the name of a high school, but it wasn't a city. It was an area over there, but not an incorporated city.
YGNACIO High School in the Ignacio Valley High School. They
Okay.
had a good swim team. We always get creamed when we went over there.
I see.
We swam against the AAU team over there as well. Same story, we got creamed.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. I remember what I was going to ask you in conjunction with running. I mean, you would, when I was a kid, you would get up, pretty early to go running, and you always kind of seemed like a morning person. Have you been that way your whole life, or was that more of when you were an adult?
That I was what?
That you're a morning person, that you like to get up early and stuff like that.
Yeah, part of that was due to Boy Scouts. We got up early to go camping. While we were camping, we got up early to get the camp settled up and go do things.
Yeah.
When we went to one place, a place called Hughesville. It's an old ghost town. And they had a pond. This was early in the winter. It got icy quick. And so I had a little crust of ice on it in the morning. And we went up there to try to kill fish with spears we had made. And you see him through the ice. Of course, you had to aim a little below them because the water it refract, and they weren't really where they seemed they were.
Yeah.
We never got one that I know of.
That was in Montana or California?
Montana.
All right. So you kind of always been a morning person,
Pretty much.
huh?
Part of that might have been my dad's fault too. He had to get up early to go to work. He in Sydney and in Wellington, he worked for the Corps of Engineers, building those ICBM missile silos. And military is our early risers.
Yeah. Yep.
I think he had to go to the motor pool to get his pickup truck. So we didn't always have two cars. We always had two vehicles to use. Because my mom always needed one to take us kids to things.
Yeah.
And we can afford two vehicles. But my dad had the one to use the motor pool at the Army base.
So would she like drop him off in the morning and then she'd have the car and he'd have his motor pool vehicle?
Right.
Okay. Cool.
Your Army issue, olive green, painted olive green, with black lettering.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool.
So when we were in Wellington, Kansas, we had this toy terrier called Patty. P-A-T-T-Y.
Yeah.
And Great Falls, I don't know what we had. And we still had Patty.